On today's edition of Storytelling 2.0, we are having a storytelling breakdown.
Welcome back to Storytelling 2.0, where we discuss the art of attention in an age of distraction. Listen in as Peter Lynch shares the secrets to build your brand, grow your influence, and become a master speaker, one story at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. How many of you remember in 2007 when there was one of the probably most iconic presentations ever given? It was Steve Jobs when he introduced the iPhone. Man, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was, 13 years ago that this happened, but I still remember that presentation. And so in this first ever story breakdown session, what I wanted to do was break down his introduction. So we're just going to look at the first 3 minutes of him introducing the iPhone because it was so powerful to me then, and I still remember today. Even before I went back and listened, I remember one component of it that I just never forgot. But what Steve did so amazing in this introduction is he used several of the forms of attention. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can capture people's attention. There's things like disruption and reward and reputation and mystery and sensory. And he really used three of these in the first 3 minutes so well. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a listen to his introduction. I'm going to break them down and talk about how he used these to create an amazing introduction. So here is the first section from Steve back in 2007.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for 2.5 years. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
So right out of the gate, look what he did. He is all about disruption right out of the gate. And disruption is really what causes us, we pay attention to anything that really violates our expectation, or when something is groundbreaking or transformational. And listen to the last three words of that first 20 seconds. He says that changes everything. Man, he is coming with disruption hard right out of the gate. He talks about how long he's been waiting, and then he talks about how this is something that's going to change everything. I mean, what a bold statement right out of the gate. And then let's listen to the next section.
And Apple has been, well, first of all, one's very fortunate if you get to work on just one of these in your career. Apple's been very fortunate. It's been able to introduce a few of these into the world. In 1984, we introduced the Macintosh. It didn't just change Apple. It changed the whole computer industry. In 2001, we introduced the first iPod. And it didn't just change the way we all listen to music. It changed the entire music industry.
So he is really a master of grabbing people's attention. And in this section, you see what he does. He leverages the form of attention related to reputation. So it's this idea of, why should you listen to me? Why should you believe us? And he is really sharing why us, the audience, should trust him, that he really is going to disrupt the game. Because, you notice the words and the language he uses when he talks about the Mac and the iPod is, he said, it didn't just change Apple. This changed computing. I mean, he's using these broad strokes related to reputation so that you can now look and say, he's basically telling us, don't listen to the words I'm saying. look at the history of what we've done, then listen to the words I'm saying. So right out of the gate in the first 20 seconds, he disrupts. He says, we're changing everything. And then immediately, though, he goes to reputation. He says, but you can believe that what I just said is true because of this. Disruption and reputation typically go so well together, and he does such a great job of bringing those two together. Now, in the next about minute and a half, we're going to go into the third element that he uses, which is sensory.
Well, today, we're introducing three revolutionary products of this class. The first one is a widescreen iPod with touch controls. The second is a revolutionary mobile phone. And the third is a breakthrough internet communications device. So, three things: a widescreen iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communications device. An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator. An iPod, a phone. Are you getting it? These are not three separate devices. This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
I mean, that just is, that's the piece I remember like it was yesterday. I remember the excitement when I realized what he was talking about was not three things, but was one thing. I love the line he uses in there. He says, are you getting it? But so sensory is the idea that we pay special attention to anything that we notice that's different or unexpected. And so he tapped into our sensory by doing something really unexpected. Even when you hear the crowd, you know, the crowd went crazy for a widescreen touch iPod and then a breakthrough phone. You know, people were losing their minds there. And then he said a breakthrough communication device. And everyone was like, wow, I wonder what that is. Is that some in-home thing? I don't even know what that is. But then he brought it all together in such a creative and interesting way where he just kept repeating those three things: an iPod, a phone, a breakthrough internet device. An iPod, a phone, a breakthrough internet device. And he did that over and over until, and then he said, are you getting it? What a powerful sensory moment. I actually like to refer to this as a misdirected climax moment in a story. It's like you think it's one thing, and then all of a sudden you have that rug pulled out from under you, and it's something completely different. And it's such a powerful way to capture people's attention. So think about this. This was a 3-minute introduction that was crafted in such a way to create a moment of capturing your attention. So much so that 13 years later, I still remember listening to those 3 minutes. That he started with this powerful disruption phrase that changes everything. And he moved then into reputation to say, don't just believe the words I'm saying, though. Believe our history. And then he moved into this sensory moment where he gave us something so unexpected that I remember it for all of time. So a lot of times people, you know, will talk about, what are you doing to capture people at the front end? It really is so important. You have to put thought into it. So here would be my challenge for you based on this storytelling breakdown, is to think about some introductions that you are doing. What are the first 3 minutes of your presentations looking like? What are they doing to capture people's attention? Are you leveraging disruption or reward or reputation or mystery or sensory? Are you leveraging some of these elements in the first 3 to 5 minutes of your presentation so that you have people? You've heard that phrase, sitting on the edge of your seat. In 3 minutes, Steve had me sitting on the edge of my seat. And if you focus on a powerful introduction that is that leverages some of these tenets of attention, you can get people to sit on the edge of their seat, and you will then have them for the meat of your presentation. So you have to understand that you have to first capture people before you can teach them.